Sarah Renner joining me once again with a World Cup Wednesday update. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Rob. And it's here. There's World Cup athletes. They're running around Canmore. They're in the grocery store. And the races are on.
Yeah, that's right. It officially kicks off tonight with the big opening ceremonies, I understand.
Tonight at the Pond at 5:30, we'll have live music by Seth Anderson, followed by the Parade of Nations. More live music, fireworks, athletes. So it's just going to be a really nice community gathering and kicks off the first day of racing, which happens on Thursday.
Actually, I had the Canmore Nordic Ski Club, a couple members on, talking about the big fan stands they're organizing up there. I think they're trying to get a big contingent up between Thursday and Sunday for the races.
So Canmore Nordic has a party in the stands. It'll be super fun. They've got prizes, they've got hot chocolate, and creating a great ambiance and a great place to watch World Cup action. So be sure to get there early. The races start at 11:15 on Thursday and Friday, and there is no parking at the Nordic Center, but lots of transportation options. There's buses that run every 15 minutes from the Rome bus station downtown, right behind the visitors information. And there's also the art walk. So it's just a great opportunity to see the human spirit in full competitive form. And whether you're new to biathlon or whether you know a little bit about it, there's just so much for everyone. And it's going to be an extraordinary competition.
Yeah, it's going to be great up at the Canmore Nordic Center. But that's not the only thing going on around town during the Canmore Winter Carnival this week. We've got Lantern Parade and Kids Art coming up this week too, don't we?
So Friday's the start of the Lantern Parade, and it'll go from the Civic Center to the Elevation Place. You know, this is a trademark Canmore ritual. Be sure to check that out for all your information on the CanmoreWinterCarnival.com website. And then we've also got the award ceremony on Saturday night. So the best in the world will be there for all three races, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So there'll be more music by Chronic, the award ceremony, and that will be at the Civic Center.
And again, CanmoreWinterCarnival.com, I guess it's got all the schedules. Even the race schedules are on there too, right?
You'll get all your information there. Your transportation is addressed in that website. So it's just sort of go-to for everything over the next 6 weeks. And there's just a lot going on. We just had another event put up today, Snoga, outdoor yoga on Sunday. So lots of opportunities to be involved, pretty much anything you're into.
Right on, CanmoreWinterCarnival.com. And of course, the opening ceremonies for the Biathlon World Cup going on at the Canmore Pond area tonight. Sarah, thanks for joining me on the show today.
No problem, Rob.